Nearly 60% of respondents in a fundraising campaign study for the W.J. Henderson Recreation Center said they'd be likely to donate towards the $2 million goal. Interviews for the study were conducted by BNP Goldie Canada. Loyalist Township Council approved the motion to receive the report and approved commencement of the capital campaign outlined within it. Senior consultant with BNP Goldie Canada, Lee Pigeot, spoke about the amount of people willing to donate.
Close to 60% of people said they would make a donation. They're ready to give. And those who weren't sure, nobody said no. Some said unsure. The majority of those said they were likely to give if they could understand the rationale behind it a little better. So that, again, it was seen as a fairly positive comment.
Pigeot explains the focus of the study.
Our question was to determine whether raising $2 million in donations for the renewal of the W.J. Henderson Recreation Center in donations and sponsorship is realistic and achievable. So we wanted to determine whether a fundraising campaign could be undertaken and how much support that campaign would have in the community. We wanted to identify the level of participation in that fundraising campaign by donors and volunteers, and to identify campaign leaders and to assess their level of engagement so we know who would be working with Loyalist to raise the funds.
Pigeot detailed the process they took in the study.
We prepare a case for support or a rationale around the question. We work to get a list of people to interview, influencers, decision makers, people in the know in the community. We prepare an agreed to interview questionnaire, and we send out some meeting requests by email and follow them up. Then, of course, we do the appointments. And then our third phase, of course, is the consolidation of those results, our analysis, the creation of the report, and that all happened between September and today's date.
Pigeot noted the main demographics that showed interest.
There were generally two types of people that were considered to be interested in the project itself, and that's the newer, younger residents and potential residents of Loyalist Township who want services like this and will move into an area where there are services. And then there are more established residents who are interested in a project because they wanted something to be proud of.
Pigeot explained some of the challenges they found in the study.
The challenges of running a $2 million campaign right now was that there are competition from other large charities, such as the hospitals and post-secondary institutes in the area. There is a perception from some people that it is already built because it is, and therefore is already paid for. So why would you need a campaign? The general economy and community demographics were seen by some as a challenge. It was also commented that not everybody uses it. There are some regional dynamics at play because Loyalist is a smaller community next to a larger community. And there were some who wondered that aren't the taxes already paying for it?
Pigeot spoke about the response to the $2 million goal itself.
We talked about and we tested the $2 million goal. The feedback we got was either uncertain or positive. There was no negativity around that. And the uncertainty we had was people projecting their uncertainty onto others. So the people we interviewed said, I think it's a great idea, but I'm not sure how others would take the goal. So that was really an interesting part of the campaign for us and something, again, that will need to be addressed in communication.
Pigeot noted some common themes brought up within the interviews.
There was general agreement that the facility is needed and a new facility, that it is a world-class project. It's not just another arena. It is regional. It is not just Loyalist Township, that they would bring people in from other areas, and that many clubs, groups, and ages can participate in the community campaign, that there would be broad acceptance from the general community. And there was a broad support for donations and participation across the interviews.
Pigeot detailed the next steps.
The immediate next steps is that our organization, BNP, will create a campaign plan and timeline that will put all of this together, include a campaign committee, a working committee of those volunteers who are going to hit the ground, get out there, and get the major donations. That will mean in terms of reference, the scope, the scale of what they're doing. A fundraising advisory committee that would be made up of both council staff and volunteers so that there would be a bit of an oversight to what's going on. And specifically around timing, goals, and naming opportunities. And again, that's about quantifying something so that you know when you've achieved something. And specifically, a very strong communications plan that sets out actionable items as well as strategy to make the campaign successful.
Peugeot went on to speak about a timeline for next year and beyond.
In January, we will complete the campaign case, the justification, the full rationale around it, as well as recruiting campaign leadership, getting a campaign chair specifically. And then next year, we would start with recruiting the other committee members, finalizing the communication materials themselves. Create a campaign reference guide and training materials for those volunteers and staff, those question and answers, scenarios, the ability for people to move forward on some things like that. And then finally, next January, have our final report and future planning for sponsorship and other activities.
Peugeot noted the positive outlook in the interviews and highlighted a positive quote.
One of the big things that came out of it was that it was a legacy project. It was a rallying point for the community. This is a once-in-a-generation project, as in this quote. It's a community hub, it's safe, and it's accessible space. It's something that many people in this council probably would only make a decision on once in a lifetime.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the report and where the township stands.
I had great information, and looks like we've got a solid plan to start moving forward on.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.